What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, the big stories yesterday, the college football playoff and the Aggies. The Aggies bowing out of the Gator Bowl. Too many, apparently... Aggie athletic director told Heather Dinich that he had 42 players that were either injured, transferring, or had COVID. Half of them COVID-related. 42 scholarship players, that is. None, let alone, I don't know, maybe there were more walk-ons. But Aggies felt like they couldn't field a team on December 31st, so they bowed out of the Gator Bowl. Rutgers has taken their place. And then, so, as a result, I guess the college football playoff, what was it called, the college football playoff?
I don't remember what you said.
Yeah.
I just remember feeling like it was just made up.
Somebody just made that up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The competition committee? What was it called? Committee? I don't remember.
The college football whatever says that they will not delay a game. They're just going to forfeit. If you can't field a team, the management committee. Oh. College football playoff management committee. I think they made that up.
I feel like they did.
They said if you can't field a team, then you are going to forfeit. You could win a national championship
without playing a playoff game.
A no contest national championship.
Ooh, how empty would that be?
How would ESPN feel about that?
I almost want it to happen for them to try to sell it. But why? I don't. I want the games. That's what I want. But I do.
You're a college football fan. No, How could you want that?
I want the games, but I do want it to kind of happen so ESPN would have to try to sell it. Like, you know, all their inventory that they have planned to go right out the window. I know it doesn't help the mouse any. I know it doesn't help the mouse or you very much because of your connections with the mouse. But I do hope.
Mouse needs that.
I do kind of hope for it to happen. But honestly, pure of heart, I want to see the games. I want to see as many available players as possible because we're deciding, even in this backwards way that we're doing it, this stupid way that we're doing it, a national champion.
Listen, what about this? I don't like that there would be no contest. You win the game. If, let's say, Georgia has too many guys. They already got JT Daniels, their backup quarterback, or I don't know. I guess he was injured quarterback. And now he's back, but he's got COVID-related issues. If Georgia has to pull out, why not like bring in another team like Texas to play for the...
Why Texas of all teams?
Because they're not busy.
So you want?
They weren't busy this bowl season. You want a team that's playing in a bowl game to move into that?
So you want a team who could not qualify for a bowl game? Hell, their APR is so low, they couldn't even play Wake Forest. Rutgers gets the first opportunity. That's how bad Texas was this year.
They were bad.
So you want them to get a chance to play for a national title as opposed to just pulling, I don't know, Notre Dame out of their game and letting them get in?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think the Texas kids, if you want to, look, the problem with your scenario is I bet you all the Texas kids have COVID.
Well, that wouldn't be fair to Oklahoma State pulling Notre Dame out of there.
But it's not fair. But
Gundy might not get another raise this week.
Oklahoma State beat Texas. Why would it be fair to Oklahoma State for Texas to be in? And I think you stepped on my joke, but I'm saying I bet all those kids from Texas probably have COVID. They don't have to practice. So you think they've been sticking with the protocols?
You know they are.
And by the way, how many kids?
You know they are. Texas, there's none of that funny stuff going on on campus. That's right. They're damn right. Texas is back,
how
folks.
Many Texas kids?
Quinn Ewers is going to go there if they're not great? Yes, Quinn Ewers could play.
How many kids on Texas do they even have eligible? Well, the guys out of the portal.
I know this. All their alignment got about 50 large.
Oh, the
okay, so then maybe they should earn that money.
Yeah, but those new recruits can't play. The ones that would actually help them win a title, not the ones who lose to Kansas.
Well, yeah, they can. They got their Longhorns now. Okay.
They can't play. No,
they're on the 40 acres.
They're not even enrolled yet. They can't play.
We don't care about that stuff. Well, like we ever cared about enrollment.
You actually have to be enrolled to play in the game.
Stop.
You actually have to be part of the university to play in the games.
Really?
I didn't say you had to go to class. I said you had to be part of the university.
What about Bishop Sycamore? You don't have to be part of, you don't have to even have a school.
And you know what? Texas would get treated like Bishop Sycamore in that game if they played Georgia.
Hey, absolutely.
Or Alabama.
They absolutely would get treated like Bishop Sycamore did on that game. That was just awful. All right, at 713-780-3776 is the number. It would just be disgusting if we lose the college football playoff because of Omicron.
I agree. I want the games to get played. I'm just still questioning your whole, let's put Texas in. Why not LSU? What are they doing?
That's a great
idea. Why are you picking Texas? Pick LSU. They don't have anything to do.
Well, they don't have any quarterbacks left there, do they?
No. Miles Brennan came back. He goes, oh.
Speaking of long necks.
Oh, Max is gone? I'll stay.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see this? Carson Palmer kind of went after Kyler Murray. And I, you know, when I saw Kyler Murray throw the pick and then look at A.J. Green like it was A.J. Green's fault, I was like, bad look, Kyler.
Kyler's got a little of that in him.
He's got a lot of that in him. Yeah. He's got a lot of that in him. Here's Carson Palmer talking about Kyler Murray and his leadership deficiencies.
The thing that concerns me is some of the leadership deficiencies that I've seen. I mean, some of the body language I've seen from Kyler. When you're down in Detroit, you just can't do – you need to keep – even though you're faking it, you need to keep a rah-rah face on. There's just certain things you need to do as a quarterback that he's still young. He's still learning. He's still working his way through. But I don't think the season is lost. I don't think the season is over. I think everything's out in front of them. I think they need to totally adjust the way that they go about the next handful of weeks because DeAndre was such a big part of their offense. And I know he was gone for a week here and a week there and a hamstring and different things, but now that you know he's not coming back, now that you know he will be on the sideline in a sweatshirt and sweatpants, that just changes your mentality from a quarterback standpoint. That changes your mentality from a play caller standpoint. That changes your confidence in that offensive huddle. There's a guy in that huddle that can just flat out win a game. And when you take DeAndre, that guy, out of that huddle, it changes the dynamics of the huddle. And I just really look to see what kind of leader Kyler is going forward because now it's really all on him.
Yeah. You know, they got James Conner, and he actually is he made the Pro Bowl, James Conner did. And they got, you know, Chase Edmonds. They got to be able to run the football because they're not as good without DeAndre Hopkins. He does not have to go through. A.J. Green is a fine possession receiver now, but he ain't DeAndre Hopkins. You got Rondale Moore. You got Christian Kirk. Both of those guys are smaller and probably are explosive. But it's a huge loss. It was a big loss for the Rams to lose Robert Woods. They've adjusted a little bit better. They were able to pick up Odell.
Yeah, and they have the guy who probably should win the MVP in Cooper Kupp.
Yep. He's having an MVP season. Absolutely. But the Cardinals just aren't as good. There might be something to this falling off at the end of the year thing because it happened to them last year badly, and now it looks like it's happening to them again.
Yeah, I that's why I asked Greg Cosell when he was on earlier about is there something with the structure of that offense that is leading to some of this because it feels like if Kyler isn't doing miraculous things, and there's some part of Kyler's game that is – not traditional, and also he feels like a guy who's looking to make a big play, like someone. I mean, you don't play. I haven't played in a long time, but he looks like a guy controlling a Madden quarterback where he's fading back 20 yards and he'll still try to make a throw. I mean, sometimes it's great to play in the structure of an offense. It makes things easier, and it seems like he plays out of it maybe more than he should, and that's why it led to that conversation I listened to about how people were saying Cliff depends on him too much to make plays that are out of the ordinary. it's a question they have to answer, and it doesn't get any easier. They got a playoff, a team fighting for a playoff spot coming in, so, and a team that will beat them up if they let them in the Colts. So I'm interested to see how that one plays, because if the Colts go in there and win a game, I think it's free fall time for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Kyler Murray made the Pro Bowl over Matthew Stafford. Who would you have taken?
He
missed a couple of games.
Yeah, he was out. Some recency bias and, the way they played. I probably would have. And Stafford just beat them head to head.
Yeah, I think that. Well, it was obviously the vote was in before this last week. Apparently,
but then they play a week and 2 weeks ago now. Was that a Monday night game that they played?
Yeah.
Or was it Thursday night?
It was a Thursday night game, wasn't it?
Yeah. So the vote was in before two games ago.
I don't know. Whatever the case, I probably would have voted for Matthew Stafford ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he got a benefit of the doubt because they're leading that division and stuff. But Matthew Stafford's having a great year.
Yep, he's having a great year, and I probably would have gone that way. It's interesting. Kyler Murray beat out Tom Brady last year. Brady made the team. Aaron Rodgers is the starter. Justin Herbert's the starter for the AFC with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. With his 16-13, Lamar Jackson made the Pro Bowl. Very interesting.
I know the fans play a large part in that, the fan vote. Was that the reason he made it?
Maybe.
Yeah, I can't find a reason why he would have made it over other guys other than fan voting being a big thing.
Maybe. All right. If you've got any thoughts on that, you're more than welcome at 713-780-3776 is the number. Our team is playing Justin Herbert this week.
Who's our team?
Our Texans.
They're still your team?
Yeah, they're our team.
How much... Do you watch the first snap to the final snap? Or let's say the first snap to the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
You do?
Every snap.
Do I believe you? Did you get a pizza?
Did you? No. They sent me a bottle of Sauvignon John wine.
Why are they sending you wine? Nice about them?
I have no idea.
Like, I
always talk nice about Cal.
Yeah, I mean, you've been very complimentary of Cal over the last year. So I just find it weird.
Cal probably said, hey, we got to send that guy some.
You're the worst person to send gifts to because, I mean, it'll last for like a day. And then when you get called out on it, then you revert back to talking about him like you normally would. I wouldn't give you anything.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Of course they send me nice stuff because I'm an activist.
For who? The Texans? For Coors Light? Who are you an activist for?
Kind of.
Do you go, you protest?
So. I think so.
I wish you were out of the protest. See how that go for you.
Hey,
get out of the street. Try to drive. No, you're part of this protest. No, I'm just trying to get you out of here so I can get through.
Listener party, Christmas party tomorrow. It's Klein's Christmas party tomorrow. We want you there, please, and bring something for Gilbert tomorrow at Klein's. It starts at 7 a.m. Don't miss the onside kick. You don't want to miss. Hey. You can't start drink. You can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. It's Christmas Eve. It's time to get drunk. Let's go. 9:15, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. And what? Time to talk about cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Guess who's going to be out there? My friends, Coors Light. Those are my friends. Dell, my friend? No, he's not my friend. He's not. No, you know who's my friend? My best friend, Coors Light. Yep, because I like to spend a lot of time with him. My friend Coors Light. That's right. I like to spend a lot of time with my friend Coors Light because it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. It is the world's most refreshing beer, and we're going to be refreshed tomorrow out at the Christmas party. Trust me. Start it. You see me out at the Christmas party before.
Yeah, it's great.
What do I do? I start drinking my Coors Lights right away.
Right away.
Because there's no better radio than when everybody's throwing down Coors Lights. It's the best radio in the world. It's the best time in the world, and we've got plenty for you, too. Coors Light has generously donated a bunch of beer, so we've got that. Going to have that tomorrow morning. And you know what? It's just nothing says Christmas like Coors Lights. I mean, my family, it's what they know. Daddy's going to have some Coors Lights because it's Christmas, and nothing says Christmas like Coors Light. So climb on, brother.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from ESPN 97.5.
The Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 9:19. Last night, Missouri lost to Army in the final second.
Yeah, Army.
A field goal. Army kicked a field goal.
Missouri missed the chance for a two-point conversion out and made it 24-21. The receiver was wide open. The quarterback just overthrew him.
But that's a bad matchup for Missouri. They were one of the worst in the country at stopping the run.
I am telling you now, and I said it before during the break, no one wants to play an armed forces team during bowl season. You don't want to get prepared for that. You're supposed to go. I know it's in Fort Worth. I don't know what there is to do with Fort Worth.
Yeah, maybe. Well, Fort Worth is a nice town.
I'm not taking a shot. I don't know. This is me being ignorant of what to do in Fort Worth. I mean, we know what Joe Burrow thinks of Cincinnati. It's boring. But
he said there's nothing to do.
No, he said it's boring.
Yeah.
That's what he said. If you say there's nothing to do, that means it's boring.
No, he said there's nothing to do.
Which means it's boring.
Do you have his yeah, you got he got his butt. Here's what he said. Joe Burrow talking about not getting COVID. The Bengals don't have a COVID problem.
We're still a healthy team, which not a lot of people can say at this point of the season. We've been lucky as far as injuries and COVID, and we're doing a great job with our COVID protocols. Fortunately, there's not a ton to do in Cincinnati, so it's not, nobody's going out to clubs and bars and getting COVID every weekend.
And people are like, hey.
But we've been healthy, and I think we're the same team we are back then. We've just had more reps under our belt, and they're a better football team and understand the details better.
Hmm. Cincinnati people, hey, can you just stuck with you guys are doing a great job? Why did you
Chamber
have to?
The Chamber of Commerce, Cincinnati Chamber, is like,
what is that about? Just say you're doing a great job.
Yeah, we're sitting over here doing nothing. You're taking shots at us, Joe Burrow.
And I think do you think, and I suggested he should do this, remember his final game at LSU before he whooped up on the Aggies? He came out in a Burrow jersey spelled like how Cajun spell things.
B-U-R-R-E-A-U-X.
Should he come out in the Bengals jersey against the Ravens with the boring jersey on the back? Boring. However you have to spell it. Because
B-O-U-R-R-I-N-G.
Yeah, boring.
Boring.
Because what's he doing? I mean, Cincinnati's got like, Joe, we love you. I mean, you're going to be our savior. You got to say there's nothing to do?
Cincinnati, there's nothing to do. It's terrible. Skyline Chicken.
It's chili, not chicken. Whatever, you think chili. They're dumping chili on chicken and noodles and cheese? It's Skyline Chili. I've never had it. Sounds terrible, Skyline. Actually.
No one wants that.
Speaking of food.
Well, do they have a Skyline? Why do they call it Skyline? They don't even have a Skyline. You've been to Cincinnati?
I'm sure they do have buildings.
Cincinnati.
Don't
there's
they have tall
no
buildings?
Skyline there.
They don't have tall buildings anywhere?
No, what the hell? It's a terrible
Did
place.
Did you give Joe Burrow that quote so he could say it?
No.
Did Joe say it?
No. I would have. That's something like sounds like I would have said.
Yeah, so I said, yeah, did you give it to Joe?
I didn't give it to Joe.
Did you? You mentioned food. You're the cook in the family, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to Louisiana.
Yeah.
So are you doing all the cooking for Christmas?
No. We're staying here.
Oh, you're staying here. Oh, yeah. Here.
We're going to go to Lake Charles. But
it's your new tradition, so you won't be cooking at all. Tillman will be fronting.
No. Christmas we're spending here and then going right after.
Oh, yeah. So are you cooking?
I am cooking.
What are you making?
I'm making a nice tenderloin from Pete's Fine Meats.
Perfect.
It's unbelievable. I'll make a sugo too this week, and I'll do. We'll eat it up, man. Are you kidding me? I made the burgers from Pete. Listen, and this is not a schedule. You didn't.
I had no idea.
The burgers, the tri-blend burgers yesterday. I swear to God, my wife, my sister-in-law, my daughter, my son, they were all. This tastes like steak. It's like unbelievable how good they are. We don't do buns on our burgers. We just do it with the burger and the cheese on top, and then we make onions and, all kinds of peas and all kinds of stuff.
What kind of your keto family
or
something?
Well, no, because the bread will take. I'm telling you, it is the best burger
ever. Kind of nonsense.
Ever.
You're not making burgers.
A burger.
It's just a patty. It's just a patty with cheese.
Burger. That's what it is.
Means there's bread.
There's no bread on this.
Then
no.
It's not a burger.
I'm telling you.
I'm not knocking Pete.
You don't know
I'm talking
nothing.
About you.
You don't know nothing about nothing.
No,
about
what
food.
I'm not.
You just like a bunch of spice on your chicken.
Well,
you don't know.
And I'm right about that.
You.
I'm not suggesting it's not good. I'm not suggesting.
Can't trust
you,
anything you
I'm
say
not
about
suggesting
food.
You shouldn't even. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. What I'm saying is stop calling it a burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're just eating meat with cheese on it.
That's right.
But don't call it a burger. It's not a burger.
No, it's hamburger. Yeah, yeah, Del is invited. Art wants to know, are you invited to the house for Christmas? Yes, Del is invited.
I don't want to be at his home.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk in this home.
Fort Worth is a nice town, something never uttered in the history of the world. Yes, it was just uttered right here.
I just imagine if I went to your house, it'd be like Franklin with the peanuts, where he's sitting on one side of the table and everyone else is on the other side. And I'm just the only one sitting on that side of the table. I don't want that.
No, listen, you will not be. We'll have somebody.
Who are you going to put over there?
We'll have somebody sitting next to you.
Name the person.
JT. You want to sit next to JT? He's a nice kid.
No, all I know about JT is that porn story you tell about him in the laptop. Oh, this is embarrassing.
That was a long time ago.
I know that. I every time I see him, I have to silence myself from bringing
it
up.
He's over that, okay?
No, I'm not suggesting he's still putting viruses on your iPad, but all I'm saying is every time I look at him, I go, I can't mention this story. His dad shouldn't have told that story.
I told it on the air.
I know you did.
Well, it's a good story. All right, let's get Gary in here quickly before we go to Five Star. Five Star is going to join us on the other side. Give us winners. What did you say, Gary?
Yeah, this question's more for Dell. Considering he called President Trump the most prolific racist in America,
I never said that.
I wanted to get his take on former Vice President Joe Biden.
I never said that. Hold on, when did I say that?
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, Gary, when did I ever say that? That's a lie. I never said that.
Did you?
The most prolific racist in America. No, why would I ever say that? I mean, he's not David Duke. I could start listing guys. I never said that.
The Brooklyn Nets forward, David Duke?
No, the Ku Klux Klan guy.
Oh, that guy. Oh,
or the David and Duke backfield, which we didn't get a lot of.
The David Duke backfield was awesome.
So, Gary, I mean, if I would have said something like that, at least...
Well, what do you think of Joe Biden, like he said?
I don't know. I don't think much of Joe Biden. You know? I don't think about him at all. What do you want?
I remember you saying
lying.
He's the most prolific racist.
You know what I would never say on a show? You know, Trump is the most prolific racist in American history. What kind of phrase is that for me to say on this show?
I'm pretty sure I heard it.
You know, I work at CNN or MSNBC.
Sure, I'm pretty sure I heard it.
Of course you think you heard it. Gary, if you want to call back something truthful I said, like John's a clown, I've said that multiple times.
No, your dad said that.
And
you're the court jester.
No, I said dad. You're right. He is a clown.
928 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five-star. Giving us winners on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:31, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, winding it down as we head toward Christmas Eve and the Klein's Christmas party tomorrow. We got a couple of segments left. One is with Five Star and then News of the Weird, so... Just a crazy way to finish up and finish up strong. Five Star in Vegas is joining us here to hang out with Dell on the show today. No Lance. Dell is with us here in studio. Five Star, welcome in. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, John? How you doing, Dell? Good morning to you guys.
We appreciate you being here, man. We need some winners this week. Hey, how about this, Five Star? I've been taking a couple of hits on my bookie lately, but I 5-0. North Texas is playing University of Houston last night, and I was listening to Charlie. North Texas is 8-2. They beat Letourneau, Paul Quinn University. What are these? They were so bad. I jumped on live betting is the best, so I jumped on at -21.5. And I didn't sweat it. I had a cover in the first half, Five Star. You got to watch these things.
Correct. Oh, I love those, man. Those are my favorite. One of my favorite items to bet on the board, would be college basketball. I always tell people, man, when you're looking for college basketball lines, I always look for the big number. College football games as well. You want to look for the largest spread. The largest spreads have the most advantageous situations for you, because you got a big, big difference in players, man. So great job by you picking up Houston last night. I actually had them 2-18.
Yeah, minus 18. I got them at minus 21.5, and I still was fine with that. So do you look at, and oh, by the way, like over-under numbers, like the highest over-under number, bet the over, the lowest under-over number, bet the under?
Yeah, that's usually how you would go, because remember, when you're making these wagers, you got to always remember you have to think like the line makers. You can't think besides, you know, their perspective, because they're putting that money out there to make, excuse me, that number out there to make money. So it's very important to think like a trader when you see that number. So, of course, yes, if it looks extremely low, you probably want to go under. If it looks extremely high, you probably want to go over.
Right, because they're begging you to take the other side, begging you. Five star in Vegas with us here, always with a few gambling tips and some winners. So what do we got this week?
Man, we're going to go to the NFL just because of what happened last week. You saw we got hurt a lot on that Appalachian State by people sitting out, man. We're dealing with these college players. Different things are going on this time of year. Some of them sit out the bowl games because of they're preparing for the NFL. And it's weird to me. A lot of these guys are like going to be fifth, sixth-round draft picks and saying they're sitting out. But, I mean, hey, they're trying to become professionals. I can't knock them. They want to get their money for while they still can, while they're young, and while their body's healthy. So, hey, they do it. But we're going to stay away from the college games until next week when we come back and we get focused more on the national championship. We'll go back to college because we know all of those players are playing. But a lot of these bowl games this week, we got a lot of fluid activity on people sitting out. So we're going to stay away from them and go with the pro game this week.
All right, yeah, because, yeah, at the last minute you could have a kid like well, not last minute, but like University of Houston is losing Marcus Jones. That really affects the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, we had no chance. The moment that Appalachian State, they released him maybe an hour before kickoff, that Sean Jolly wasn't playing. He'd be a defensive back, their star defensive back and the defensive player of the year in that conference, man. He was huge. And he's going against Bailey Zappi, man. It would turn to a Bailey Zappi ESPN production because, like, half of their defensive backfield for Appalachian State said, and their number one corner, we had no chance in that game. But that's late information. That's the problem about dealing with these bowl games and these kids with these sit-outs, but also about getting these games early. Most of you guys follow me at Five Star in Vegas. I was able to make adjustments for people who follow me. You see, you got the Montana State first half plus 3-1 as well. You have to make adjustments as information comes. Information comes late sometimes.
Right. All right, so what do you got this week?
All right, we're going to go, man, tonight we're going to roll with the Niners. They're right up there with the Colts and the Patriots is one of those teams. You just don't want to fade right now, John. They're clicking at the right time of the season. Such a physical team that imposes will on you at every level, from the line play to the running game. It's pass catchers like George Kittle and Debo Samuel. Those have to be the most physical receiver and tight end in the league. They're just physical everywhere, man. The winners of the last five of their last six. And the 49ers face a Tennessee squad that was a legitimate Super Bowl threat before losing their all-everything running back Derrick Henry. The Titans took a tough loss last week, blowing a 10-point halftime lead at Pittsburgh. They didn't score in the second half. The losses on offense are starting to take a toll on a beat-up Tennessee squad, man. The running game has been nothing but without Derrick Henry. And without a legit running game, to respect good defense, are really exposing Ryan Tannehill. He currently has a 51 quarterback rating, and he leads the league with 14 interceptions. He's a QB that truly needs help around him in order to be successful. I'm hearing he could have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones back tonight. He's really missed both of those guys. But even if they come back, they just haven't been on the same page. Julio hasn't even practiced all week. So I'm sure that connection is still a work in progress. Their star wideouts, when they play, they just haven't been playing well, man. And I don't see how the Titans can block Nick Bosa and the Niners' D-line. The Niners are top 10 in sacks. Tennessee will be without their two leaders on offensive line. Starting guard Roger Saffold, and left tackle Taylor Lewan. Last week, the Titans gave up 4 sacks, 3 strip fumbles. Tannehill, like most quarterback guys, he doesn't handle a muddy pocket. Well, I expect Bosa to wreak havoc all night long, man. On that makeshift Titans line, they won't be able to establish the run. Their right tackle Quisenberry is banged up as well. They're missing their top defensive player in David Long. It just seems like Tennessee is moving in the opposite direction right now. Kyle Shanahan could put one of us in the backfield, still average 5 yards of carry. He's that good at drawing up the run game. I can't see the Titans being able to slow down the 49ers offense tonight. And with a reliable running game, the Titans hopes are all in the shake warm of Ryan Tannehill, guys. So we're going to go with the Niners to outmost of Tennessee, continue their winning ways. Frisco is 5-1 against the spread in the last six. The Titans are 1-4 against the spread in the last five. Let's go with the Frisco on the road, -3.
There it is, San Francisco tonight. Tonight, San Francisco 49ers. And give us one more.
Man, we got to go with Monday night, man. Monday night, we got the Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins suck.
Oh, man, come on. We already know that. That's why this line -3, I know what it's based on. And it's based on how the Saints have played, particularly over the years after big wins like they just had against the Bucs. They usually have a letdown the following week, and I think that's what the books are looking at. But we're not doing any guessing. We're going to go by what we see with our eyes and go with what we believe. And that's that the Saints are going to roll and cover the spread. The Dolphins have covered the spread in the last four contests. They came back from a halftime deficit against the Jets last week. But, man, the Miami, like you said, they suck. They're hardly impressive. The Jets had every opportunity to win that game outright. It's 10.5-point dogs. And even though the fans have won five straight, man, that competition has not been world beaters. The only winning team they defeated was the Ravens. The teams they defeated in that little winning streak that they have a combined record of 26-60, man. So, we're not going to take too much stock in Miami's win streak. The Saints are flying high after shutting out Tom Brady for the first time in 15 years, only for the third time in his illustrious career. The Saints offense didn't do much, but it didn't have to. And in actuality, that mediocre offensive play last week is going to benefit us as investors this week. There's two angles about the Saints in particular that brought my attention. The first is New Orleans is 9-1-1 against the spread in the last 11 games after accumulating less than 250 total yards of offense in their previous game. Also, the Saints are 6-1 against the spread in the last 7 games after scoring less than 15 points in the previous game. So with these two stats telling us that the Saints don't have back-to-back bad weeks on offense. When they struggle on offense the next week, Coach Sean Payton, one of the best offensive play designers in league history, always makes adjustments, always gets the side of the ball right. He was out last week with COVID. Looks like he's likely to return this week. Man, I just don't see Tua and the mediocre offense in Miami being able to do too much with the Saints' defense. I expect a motivated DeMario Davis after he was snubbed for the Pro Bowl. If this was a game at 12 o'clock on Sunday, yeah, I would be really afraid of that short number. But we all know how the Saints perform on Monday night, how they perform on Sunday night, how they perform on any standalone nationally televised game. I'm looking for Sean Payton to have those guys ready. You can tell them all week that, hey, man, you can't have a letdown. Every game for them right now is a playoff game because they're trying to get in the dance. If they get in the dance, they have as good a chance as anyone. They beat Green Bay and Tampa this year. Actually dominated both teams. They beat Tampa twice, dominated Green Bay. So we're going to go with the Saints -3 at home on Monday night. I expect that number to go up to 4 before kickoff. So if you guys can catch it now.
Catch it now. He hate the Dolphins suck. And by the way, Dell here is a Dolphin fan, and he says 6 straight wins.
That's right.
6. So
it's 6.
Yeah, but who'd they beat? Nobody.
I'll say one thing in response. Is Taysom Hill playing on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that makes me feel
pretty
really? Good.
Did he beat Tom Brady?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think DeMario Davis and that defense did it, but okay.
Yeah.
He have 9 points, Taysom Hill?
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. And oh, by the way,
Dale
was on that too, by the way.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Dale, I have a question for you as a Dolphins fan. Do you feel comfortable about Tua facing the Saints defensive line the way he plays with a muddy pocket?
I don't feel comfortable with Tua because of his offensive lines. Less about Tua. I mean, no, because I don't think the offensive line will protect him, but that's what you talk about for every quarterback. But I don't think the Saints are going to protect Taysom Hill. That Dolphins blitz package is real. I think for a guy who doesn't play well from the pocket, he's going to have his problems too. Look, the number isn't crazy to think that the Saints would cover that number.
What's
the
under over?
I don't know.
That might be the play, is the under.
Yeah, I just don't. I think that I think you'll see something similar to what the Dolphins did to Lamar Jackson. They'll confuse Taysom Hill, not the most refined pocket passer, and he will be making decisions faster than he'd like to.
All right, there
it's
you have
two
it.
Differences in that. It's two differences in that. Real quick, it's two differences in that game, Dale. The difference is, one, Miami was at home at that, on that game against Lamar Jackson. Two, they weren't dealing with an offensive mind like Sean Payton. Believe me, after the week that they had last week on offense, he's happy that they won that game, but he's very disappointed about them not being able to get in the end zone. He's going to have some packages ready for Taysom Hill to shine in. Miami's not going to even play him close. We'll talk about it next week.
Come beat their ass.
That's I won't be here. So
that's what it is.
I'll be on vacation.
Come beat their ass. That's it. All right, we're done. Hey, we appreciate it. Five star, as always.
Right,
appreciate it, buddy. There's five star. At five star in Vegas.
All I'm saying is the equalizer at all times is Taysom Hill's playing quarterback.
All right. Tomorrow is the client's Christmas party. You still got time to get over there and see Mark. It's at Fountain View in Westheimer. And it's just perfect. And right now, he's got all the stuff in stock. You can see it. You can touch it. You can feel. You can see if she wants that. You still can trade in some of her jewelry that she might not be wearing now. Trade it in. Mark can upgrade it. He can. Listen, what jeweler takes back the jewelry that they made for you and gives you the same price for it? That's what Mark does. He's unbelievable. I'm telling you, he has saved me countless times. We're up right up against it, people. If you haven't gotten her something special this holiday season, it's in stock right now at Clients. Or if you call him, you gotta call him in a hurry, brother. Call him in a hurry and let's go. He can make it for you now, but you gotta hurry. Get there and see him or give him a call. Go to KleinsJewelry.com and see for yourself all the stuff that he's got. Or get to 5868 Westheimer. It's Klein's Jewelry. We'll be there tomorrow morning. Want you all there for the on-site kick. It's 7 a.m. We're going to be there 7 to 10, and we're going to be raising money for Gilbert. It's going to be a great day. All kinds of great giveaways at Klein's tomorrow.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's what he do. Five Star looks at the numbers.
All I'm saying, Five Star does a great job, but if we're going to reference numbers that happened under Drew Brees, I can't listen to you. That's all. And since Taysom Hill's taken over, the last three games or so, Trevor Siemian got hurt, Taysom Hill, the Saints are averaging 18.7 points per game. Sorry, all that genius that he's talking about, that's Sean Payton with the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, he had genius for Tom Brady last week, didn't he?
That's Dennis. That was Dennis Allen.
Nothing about
he was talking
Sean
about the
Payton.
Look, the Dolphins are not a good team, so they can go on the road and get their ass kicked. But you don't reference numbers from a guy who doesn't play anymore.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Taysom Hill out here averaging 18.7 points per game. I'm supposed to be fearful. Come on.
He's a Taysom Hill hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just telling you, he's a limited quarterback. That's all.
Reminder, tomorrow, Klein's Christmas party. It's going to be so much fun. We want you all out there and bring something, especially if you haven't heard yet. We're trying to make this a special holiday for Gilbert, who's alone in a nursing home. If you want to bring some money, if you want to bring a gift card, nothing that, you know, on the internet, he doesn't have that. So. To a restaurant, or you want to bring him a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or whatever of his favorite teams, then you can do that as well. But cash is also good. So come on out, and we'll have a fund for Gilbert, and we'll go over there afterwards, and we'll caravan over to the nursing home, and we'll bring it to him. So make it a special Christmas. But make it a Christmas at Klein's. Come drink some beer with us or eat and enjoy the show. And we've got all kinds of giveaways. We got all kinds of contests and giveaways. Every 15 minutes or so, we're giving away something different. Pendants, diamonds, earrings, watches, gift cards to restaurants, to hotels. It's unbelievable. So somebody, I think everybody walked away with something last year. So it's just a great time had by all. Every Christmas we do it. And this is a great day, too, because it's Christmas Eve. You're probably off of work. It's your day off. You can get up early and come and hang with us if you're never able to see the show. This is a great opportunity to come and see it. And it's going to be 100 degrees, too. So,
is it?
80-something. Mm. Yeah, 80 degrees. Christmas. Nothing says Christmas like 80 degrees. To me, it's the perfect Christmas. I don't want cold. Screw cold. Cold blows. We don't want that. We got nice, warm, beautiful weather. Beautiful weather for the Christmas party tomorrow at Klein's. 5868 Westheimer. Come join us. All right, a couple of stories. Who do you think would make, like, who makes a perfect, like, cop? Like,
as far as a person?
Yeah.
Their type of person?
Their type of person. You know who would make a good cop?
Who?
A thief.
Well, they understand. They would understand both sides.
That's right. And you can think like a thief, right? Because you've been one.
Sure.
Guess who in St. Clair County they hired as their fire chief?
An arsonist?
An arsonist.
Well.
Does it not make perfect sense to me?
I mean, but are most fires started by arsonists? Are they mostly accidents?
That either way. I'm pretty good at this whole fire thing.
Well, does he put out his own fires?
He understands them.
He understands fires.
He understands fires. I think it's like perfect. A bunch of people are up in arms.
Has he served his time?
Apparently.
Then why not?
Why not?
Allow him to contribute.
That's right. Who was it? You remember Catch Me If You Can?
Certainly.
He became a great. He worked for the government afterwards.
What about white hat hackers who spent their early careers hacking government? Yeah. Our businesses, and then all of a sudden they come help the government and prevent that stuff from happening.
Security companies, yeah. That's right. Adele, if you found this in your chicken wings, what would you think?
If I found the full head of a chicken in my...
There is a man apparently at a Kentucky Fried Chicken found a full chicken head in her box of KFC hot wings. Oh. Do you want hot wings now?
I never would go to KFC for hot wings. I haven't done that since I was a kid. Like, if I'm getting hot wings, I'll go to a place who specializes in hot wings.
Right.
So, but that makes me less likely to just, on a whim, order wings from KFC. Ooh, a beak and the eyes.
It was a full chicken head.
Oh, God, how does that happen?
Del, who's your girlfriend now? Do you have a girlfriend? No?
Girlfriend.
Yeah, you have a girlfriend?
Why are you trying to put me into labels?
Well, here, how about this girlfriend who FaceTimes her boyfriend for his entire 12-hour work shift?
Is she a little clingy?
A little.
What does she think is going to happen there?
Well, she says she does this because it's not that she doesn't trust him. She doesn't trust the women there.
Where is this? I'm looking at
him. I don't know.
Does he work in some kind of warehouse? What women is he running into? At Amazon. He said Amazon warehouse. Where's he running into at the
some
Amazon?
Some hoes there now.
That's an immediate breakup thing.
No.
Like.
No. No. It's not immediate. Because I don't trust him, but because I don't trust females.
Let me tell you something.
Might quit my job and go work with him.
If a woman. Or even if it's reversed. It doesn't matter the gender. If your significant other is that person, leave now. It's not going to end well. It's not going to go well. Is she like he's at Amazon for 8 to 12 hours a day?
12.
And she's going to be on the phone. No, you got to FaceTime the whole time. You got to go. She's not the right person.
He loves her. And you know what? It's true love.
Oof.
How badly do you want to stay young looking?
As long as I can.
As long as you possibly can, right?
Yes.
Look, there's an ex-Versace model. Okay. Who is still very youthful looking. You see that guy? I guess he's still very youthful.
Without the beard.
He's old. He's older.
Yeah.
Yeah, without the grayish in the beard.
Yeah.
But he actually looks pretty good. You know what he says his secret is?
What does he drink?
His own urine. How badly do
Not
you
that badly.
Really want to stay young, Del? Would you drink your own urine to stay young looking?
Sorry, I've already got the secret sauce.
What is the secret sauce?
You know it doesn't. You know it don't crack, John. You know it doesn't crack.
What if it's ashy though?
Well, then you're Kevin Durant's ankle. Remember that story?
What if you ashy?
Remember that?
Yeah,
where
I remember
he,
that.
Or he looked like he had a grayscale.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you should drink your own urine so you could stay young looking?
I'm never doing that. There are certain lines that I won't cross, and that's one of them. Drinking my own bodily fluids, I'm out.
Yeah.
Never happening.
Apparently now there's a new, I don't know if it's a law, but an allowance. Russia is now allowing police to search homes and cars without warrants.
You mean that's new for Russia? What? Oh, now you're allowed.
Russia, apparently it's a brand new policy.
Look, depending on who you voted for, that you were getting thrown out of windows and falling out and dying on accident in Russia. I don't think this is a big stretch to say they're now allowing people homes to be searched without warrants. Get out of here, Russia. That ain't new. You've been pulling people out of their homes for
Russia
years.
Russia ain't been doing that. It's brand new now.
Oh, look, another political opponent falls out of a window on accident and dies. Look at that. How did that happen?
But they had a search warrant.
Well, yeah. They didn't. They were it's legally allowed for them to throw him out of a window.
All right, we're done tomorrow. Christmas at Klein's.
Enjoy that, everybody. I'm sure it'll be a fun time.
Adele will be there with the hugging booth tomorrow, so make sure you're there. Not Christmas at Klein's, 5868 West Timer. We're going to have a great day. Come join us, everybody. Got this feeling in our souls we carry. It's about to be legendary. Bye, bitch.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.